The reader can tell that Bergen Matthews put in a heap of work on this book, interviewing Doc Adams dozens of times, transcribing the interviews from nearly 100 cassette tapes, and editing, cutting, arranging the material. But Matthews did the right thing. This book is so much better than if it had been a traditional biography of Adams. The great strength of this story is the voice of Doc Adams, and it comes through in every sentence. Adams, born in Birmingham in 1928, has seen it all. Now in his mid-80s, Adams has the attitude of a wise old jazz guru, a man who has lived in segregation, participated in the civil rights movement, seen life on the road and at home in Birmingham, and has a measured opinion on all change, including what passes for progress. Adams's story reminded me in several ways of Condoleezza Rice's story. Adams's father, Oscar Adams Sr., owned a black newspaper, the Birmingham Reporter, which more than once defied the KKK. He owned a share of the Black Barons and wrote a column for the Birmingham News, What Negroes Are Doing, from 1918 till his death in 1946. Oscar Adams Sr. was at the center of the Birmingham black middle class. He and his wife had graduated from Talladega and A&M, respectively, and stressed education. Frank's brother Oscar would go on to be Alabama's first black Supreme Court justice. The Adamses lived in segregation, but Frank reminds the listener, the successful lived among them, in the neighborhood, side by side. The dentist, doctor, lawyer, teacher, architect lived in the community and served as role models. Frank studied music with William Wise Handy, nephew of W.C. Handy, at the Lincoln Grade School, and then with John T. Fess Whatley at Parker High. Whatley, like Handy, was a superb teacher, taskmaster, and eccentric. He insisted the band carry several fire axes with them to gigs. They could chop their way out if the venue caught fire. Even more colorful than Whatley was Sun Ra, born Herman Blunt, musician and leader of the Birmingham Intergalactic Orchestra. Sun Ra seemed to eat only grapefruit, claimed he could call his spaceship and return to Venus if he chose to, and walked the streets of Birmingham in, quote, Egyptian robes and peculiar hats, end quote. Sun Ra did not insist on the discipline that Fess Whatley did, but gave Adams invaluable advice. Listen. Listen to what each musician is saying. Each musician has something unique to say. You do too. It will come out. Adams's talent and drive took him far. He played and recorded professionally with many groups, including the immortal Duke Ellington. And there are stories of life on the road. But he then returned home to Birmingham in 1950 to begin a long, extraordinary career as a teacher of music. A master psychologist, Adams knew the most unlikely student could learn. Change could be made, and parents want results. If the father buys, quote, an expensive trumpet in November, he's got to hear Jingle Bells before Christmas, end quote. Doc Adams went on to earn an M.A. from Samford, and a doctorate at the University of Alabama, and was inducted into the first class of the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame. When asked what he wants to be remembered for, his answer is simple, quote, I want to be remembered as a person who didn't quit.